And right now on the phone, and I have got a young man. He's in. Where did you say you are?
In the Netherlands, actually.
I'll come back to them. I've got a young man in the Netherlands ready to talk to me. His name's Blanks. That's his working name. I'm not going to tell you his real name because it's boring. I prefer Blanks. And we're going to get him on. Welcome to Drive Time on Phoenix FM. Blanks.
Hey, thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm good. You'll never get interviewed like this again. You know that, don't you?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh dear. Blanks was meant to call me up at 3:30. That's what the PR company said, and he thought he got told 5:00. And I'm sitting there, and I've sent a message. Do you know what I put in the message, Blanks? I put, I've been blanked.
Oh no! Well, luckily I'm glad I still called.
I'm glad you still called as well. What's it like over there in the Netherlands?
Well, the weather is really good right now, and the lockdown situation is actually getting quite relaxed. So as I'm looking out of my window right now, I see people sitting in the park. They're obviously 6 feet apart, but
yeah.
Well, people are still able to go out and do like basic stuff,
wow.
And I feel like it's getting pretty relaxed. So
nice.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in the Netherlands are you?
I'm in Groningen, which is a city up in the north. It's like a 2-hour drive from Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
It's close to, I think, the top border of Germany and Denmark.
Oh, nice. I've only ever been to Amsterdam. I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay. You should visit Groningen. It's beautiful.
I don't think I could pronounce it, let alone visit it.
No, I agree. It's a hard name. It's a hard name.
And a revisited... Amsterdam recently because have you heard of a series called Vandervolk? A TV series.
I think I've heard of that, yeah.
It's basically a British TV series set in Amsterdam about a cop.
Ah.
It comes from the 70s and they've revamped it for the 21st century. And some of the sites are absolutely brilliant. I'm going, oh, I've been there. I know that place. It's great.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I didn't know that, but that sounds really cool.
But they don't speak a word of Dutch. It's all in English. And it's all full of English actors with no accents. And you think... No, this isn't right.
Yeah.
You know when you normally get a program over for example, in your country, over in the Netherlands, you'll get a British mm-hmm. program and they'll dub it into English, dub it into Dutch.
Yeah.
So you get the feel, and if it's a Dutch program over here, because we've got a station over here that plays a lot of crime dramas from around the world, and if it's a Dutch one, sometimes it's in English with people speaking Dutch with subtitles, and everybody's got an accent. But this Vandervolk, it just throws you because they all speak like that, don't they? And it's completely mad. People are going to go over to Holland now. They're going to go to Amsterdam, and they'll say hello to someone, and someone will speaks to them in Dutch, and they go, "Don't you speak English like me on the telly?" Oh, I've got a weird sense of humour. I'm so sorry.
Anyway,
talking of lockdown, you mentioned lockdown, and you're close mm-hmm. to Germany. Apparently, in some of the bars, and I think in Burger King's in Germany, they've got these hats, the Burger King crowns, with pool noodles on them. I don't know if you've seen this. It was up on Facebook a little while ago. And they've got...
No, I've never seen those.
They've got two pool noodles. You know the long, thin things that you see kids playing with in swimming pools?
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got them attached to the head because they give the 2 meter distance.
Brilliant.
And it looks
brilliant.
It looks like a couple of helicopter blades on their head. But it just keeps people away from them. It's absolutely hilarious. Now, talking of lockdown and this weird and wonderful times, you've written a song called Silly mm-hmm. People. This song sums up what's going on at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's basically it. I wanted to write like a song, which is also nice to listen to, but also has like a deeper layer. So it's like very upbeat. It has like this nice groovy bass line. And the lyrics is basically about what I feel like a lot of people are going through right now. You have a little more time right now to step back, to take a breath, and to think about basically what you want to do with life. And I see a lot of my friends and people around me struggling with that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of time for reflection. And a lot of people are not actually sure if they're doing what they really want to do. And I thought, well, maybe there's a song in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how the song came about.
Plus, people still are being silly. I mean, if you go to some of the UK newspapers online in this country, we've got a beach near us in Essex called Southend. I don't know if you've heard of it. You may, if you ever come over here for a tour, you may even gig there. I don't know. But it's a very popular beach. Everybody in Essex around my area and the surrounding areas go there when it's hot, just for the day. You can go sit on the beach, have an ice cream, do what you like, go for a walk. It's lovely. It's nice.
Yeah, sounds great.
But what they've done, as soon as the sun come out, people forgot we've got this coronavirus pandemic, and they've all piled down there. It's just mad, and it's like they've forgotten that there's something going on in the world, and they are silly people.
Yeah, so that's another reason why I chose that title.
I thought you did.
No, but I see that in the Netherlands too. When the weather's really good, people are tend to forget, like, they should stay inside, and a lot of people are outside and having lunch in parks or little beaches.
Yeah, mad. Well, look, if you're from the same household and you create yourself a barrier, that's great, because people can stay away from you, and you've let the other people know that, hey, this is our area. You go away from us. We know when you know. Yeah. That's the right thing to do. Anyway, enough talking politics and world problems. How long you been in the music business, my friend?
I'd say about 2.5-3 years or something.
Wow. And what started you performing? I know it's a silly question to ask a songwriter, but do you play an instrument?
Yeah, I actually do. I think I play a lot, if I actually name them all. I do guitar, bass guitar, and piano. I sing. I produce the music. I play ukulele, a little bit of drums. So yeah, that's quite a list, actually.
We're going to have a Zoom meeting. You're going to have to teach me how to play ukulele. Nobody wants to teach me how to play ukulele. I've got one sitting in my cupboard, doing nothing.
Oh, it's amazing! You should definitely take it out and start learning how to play it. It's such a fun instrument.
I only want to learn one song. I want to learn "It Must Be Love" by a guy called Labby Siffre.
I'm going to look that up later.
Madness did a version of it in the 80s, but Labby Siffre had the original, and it starts off with like a ukulele at the beginning. It's like a jangle, ding 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 ding, and I think,
sounds like a fun song.
If I can do that live, because I sing as well, if I could do that live, that would make my year. That really, because I sing to backing tracks, or I sing with a band, and I'm the one that leaps around like a loony and doesn't play any instruments apart from maracas and a tambourine. But to play ukulele occasionally would be absolutely wonderful.
It is so much fun to play, also on stage, because, well, I'm a very tall guy, and me with a little ukulele is just like a really funny image.
I've got a friend like that. He's a guitarist, and he's about 6'4", 6'5". But if he just picks up a Fender Telecaster, it looks like a ukulele in his hands. He's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've been doing this for a couple of years. You're a multi-instrumentalist. Mm-hmm. What came first, the love of learning to play an instrument or the want to write songs?
Definitely starting to play instruments. I used to play covers all the time in high school, and with friends also. We had like a little high school band, and then I remember like finding out that you could write songs, because it didn't occur to me that could be something that you do. So I started learning how to write songs and how to record them with GarageBand, you know. It's like the program on the computer.
Yeah, you
and that's basically when I fell in love.
Oh, that's amazing. That really is. So you're of a different generation.
Yeah.
You had GarageBand, and you can record your music on a little digital player. And
yeah.
When I was gone, how old are you?
I'm 23 right now.
Oh, am I jealous? I'm 53 at the moment. I'm older than 30 years older than you. I'm 54 next week. But anyway, when I was your age, all we had was a thing called a Porter Studio, and they were expensive to have. So it was like a little mixing desk with four channels,
and you can just record like four layers or something,
and then bounce it down, and then put some more on, and it all gets recorded on a cassette. And you mastered it down to a cassette. You had to use what they call chrome tapes because the standard tapes weren't good enough quality. And that's what we had when we were your age.
Well, yeah. I realize I have it so easy right now. Yeah. I can just like redo everything 100 times. And
exactly.
100 times even. That is like insane.
And it sounds the same on the 100th time as it did on the first.
Yeah. And yeah, the cassette doesn't wear down.
That's it. That's it, and you don't have to keep taking out and cleaning the heads and stuff. Also, you don't have to play the instruments physically. You just have to set them up on GarageBand, whereas back in my day, when I was a young man, back in my day, we had to do it all live. And it's mind-blowing what you can do these days.
Yeah, it's crazy. If I could play ukulele like you, I could make a ukulele hit song because I could just like do every take again and do it again until it sounds perfect.
Well, there is a call for it. I mean, I follow a band called The Lost Hollow. They're a band from America. They're from Nashville. They're a country band. They're husband and wife duo. Mm-hmm. And we've got a song that I play on here called Looking for Happy, and it's a ukulele song. It starts off with a ukulele, and the ukulele is all the way through. And it just puts a smile on your face as soon as you hear that instrument. It's mad.
I agree. Mad. It's such a happy instrument. It's such a happy vibe.
So your next single that I'm going to play on this station, I'm hoping, is going to have a ukulele in it.
Oh, man, I have to disappoint you. It doesn't. But it does have a groovy bass line.
No, not this one that I'm going to play. The next one. The next one you write and release, I'd like it to have a ukulele in it.
I think we can figure something out here.
Just so I can say, do you know what? I talked to Blanks, and I advised him on putting a ukulele in that song, and it's because of me. He's doing it.
okay, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, wow. So the song came out. Let's go back to the song. The song came out the beginning of May.
Yeah.
And it's done really well with downloads and stuff. And it's making a splash. You did a gig in America via, via the internet?
No. We actually were on tour just a little before May. We played one show in the U.S. and then we had to cancel it because of COVID.
So you played that obviously that went down well because I've read up a little bit about you. So you're making an impact not only in Europe and the UK but over in the States as well, which is good. Which is a good thing.
It's crazy.
I bet. Because I watched a documentary the other day and someone said when they were touring America or when they tried to break America, every time you go to a new state, you have to start again because the place is so big. If they hear you in New York, they won't know you in Washington. And then you've got to introduce yourself again in Washington. And as you go along the states, every time you're starting back at zero again. Is that right?
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you know, the weird thing is, for me, it's growing through the internet. So people are already aware of my music because they saw me online somewhere.
Yeah.
But still, I can see that the biggest states are like California and New York, and then the other states are like much less popular in the other states, and California and New York really spike.
Well, there's a cosmopolitan attitude to music in places like LA and in New York, whereas when you go a little bit more into the rural states or a little bit more away from the main drag of everything, people are just, we like country music, that kind of thing. Not that they all like country music over there, but yeah.
No, but I get what you mean, yeah.
So it's harder to crack, but I'm going to play your song now because I think it's a great song, and I've left the listeners waiting long enough to hear.
Thank you so much
to hear your new tune. So, Blanks, thank you very much for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And with a song like this, let's hope it takes off into the big wide world, and you do so well with it. And great bit of writing, great bit of music. It's the groove is wonderful. The only thing missing, as I said, is a ukulele. So think about it for next time.
And thanks so much.
You take care in the Netherlands and stay safe, my friend.
I will. Thank you. Stay safe too.
Bye. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Across Brentwood and Billerica. This is Phoenix FM.
trouble. Don't need a reason to eat forbidden apples. Every sunset ends another battle. And we don't get it, oh no, we don't get it. We're silly people looking for attention. Vibing with strangers and turning them into friends, yeah. Good at pretending up until the end, yeah. And we don't get it, oh no, we don't get it. For some meaning. Just looking for some meaning. Just looking for some meaning. We're silly people looking for some pleasure. We numb our feelings to feel a little better. We find a lover to feel alone together. Oh, we don't get it. Oh, no, we don't get it. For some meaning. Just looking for some meaning. Just looking for some meaning. We're dancing everywhere, trying to fill a void, trying to figure out how to find some meaning. We're trying everything until we fill the void, trying to figure out how to find some meaning. Oh oh, we're playing with some feelings. Just looking for some meaning.